It was time to go. If he stayed any longer, he wouldn't survive the night. He had to disappear before they made him disappear. He shouldered his backpack, yanked up his hood, and strode into the Moscow night. He left his apartment behind, all his belongings. He would never see them again. Nikolai Orlov knew how to disappear, but he also knew it wouldn't be easy. They were watching him, waiting. They thought he didn't know it, but he did. After all he'd done for them, 2 years in the army before he'd been recruited to the Spetsnaz, he'd spent 5 years as an elite soldier doing whatever needed to be done, following orders, working his way to better pay and more challenging assignments. He'd given them everything he had, his best. Because Mother Russia demanded it, because his parents demanded it, because they'd already given everything they had, including him. He'd had no choice in the matter. No say at all, so he'd adapted and he'd excelled. It wasn't enough. No matter how hard he'd worked, how loyal he'd been, he knew that now. They were coming for him. Betrayal was a bitter pill to swallow. The night was wet with rain. Chilly. It was September, not quite time for the snow to start, though it would soon. Nikolai didn't look over his shoulder, but his finely honed sixth sense told him someone was there, following him. Well, he would lose them, or he would battle them. Either way, he was getting out of here. North to St. Petersburg, then to the waiting ship where he would stow away and be carried to Finland. If his contact had come through. He thought of the American with the intense eyes who'd approached him. He knew who Ian Black was. Everyone in the special services knew the American who seemed to be a law unto himself. When you wanted the difficult things done, you called Ian Black. For a price, he would get it done, whatever it was. The man was a precision instrument, not a sledgehammer. When you wanted a surgical strike, you called the American. When Ian had approached him 4 days ago, he'd thought it was a setup. The nail in his coffin, as it were. Until Ian began to talk about Nikolai's parents. He knew things about them, and he claimed to owe them a debt. He planned to repay it by saving Nikolai. Nikolai still wasn't sure it was real, but he'd follow the plan until he couldn't anymore. Behind him, there was noise. In front of him, a shape stepped out of an alley and made its way toward him. Weaving, as if drunk, Nikolai didn't believe it for an instant. He braced himself, prepared to act. The shape got closer, the man beginning to sing drunkenly. Behind him, the tempo of footsteps picked up. They were going to crush him between them like a pincer closing. He darted his gaze to the left and right, and then he stopped in the middle of the sidewalk. The drunk hesitated but kept moving. The man behind him kept moving too. Honestly, the fellow had the footsteps of one whose feet were made of stone. Nikolai waited. He couldn't cross the street because there was no sidewalk on the opposite side here, and the cars zipped past too quickly to make it safe. He would have to fight. He dropped the backpack, shoved his hood down, and turned sideways, adopting a fighter's stance. The two men stopped. The one behind him pulled a weapon and pointed it at him.
"You will come with us, Nikolai Alexandrovich Orlov."
"Why?"
"Because you are under arrest for treason."
Nikolai's insides froze. Treason? What is it I have done?
You can discuss that with the FSB.
The FSB was the equivalent of the old KGB and just as frightening. I'd be happy to, but first you have to catch me. The man with the gun snorted.
I think we have already caught you. You plan to outrun the bullet, eh?
Nikolai threw a glance at the man who'd pretended to be drunk. He seemed familiar somehow.